How does he gaze upon us? His gaze is all merciful. Difficult to believe. Why? Because we tend to judge ourselves. And we tend to judge ourselves to condemnation. Because we know that, left to our own means, there is insufficient reason to hope in ourselves. With all due respect for the greatness and the wonder that we are, we know, by the very fact that we've sinned, that there's not sufficient reason to hope. We judge ourselves. Jesus does not judge us. Jesus does not accuse. Jesus welcomes. That is the reality of the sacrament of reconciliation. And so we must, in order to live this experience well, exercise the gift of hope that we've been given to us, that we have been given, that has been given to us, which is not based on our own resources. Important distinction between human hope and divine hope. Human hope is based on our resources, and then signs on the horizon that tomorrow will be better. Divine hope is based on Jesus' promise of faithful, unconditional assistance. So we have to exercise that hope, and that hope that we have, each one of us, within reach, because it's inside of us, must be exercised. Reconciliation is a sacrament of restoration. You may recall, looking in that little chart we had of the various sacraments, we said there are two that we need because we experience setbacks. If we were perfect, there would be no need for the sacrament of reconciliation. Reconciliation restores us, and it reconciles us. It reconciles us with God, it reconciles us with neighbor, and in a sense, by consequence, with ourselves. We read in the Catechism, number 1468, the whole power of the sacrament consists in restoring us to God's grace and joining us with Him in intimate friendship. Really quite beautiful. And we also read in that same paragraph, the sacrament of reconciliation with God brings about a true spiritual resurrection. A true spiritual resurrection. And as John Paul II said, the forgiven penitent is reconciled with himself in his inmost being, where he regains his innermost truth. Reconciliation is therefore a sacrament of healing for the heart. A sacrament of healing for the heart. We wound ourselves when we are unloving. We inflict wounds upon ourselves, and then of course the other persons, who receive the brunt of our unloving act. And in reconciliation, we believe Jesus embraces us, and he floods our hearts with his love. And these refreshing waters irrigate and heal our wounds. I like the recommendation of the unknown author from medieval England who wrote The Cloud of Unknowing when he says, lift your sick self just as you are, and let your desire reach to touch the good, gracious God just as He is. For to touch Him is eternal health. Quite beautiful. So the sacrament, as we know, the sacrament of reconciliation, bears many names. Can you name one?
Confession.
One you hear most often. I'm going to confession. It bears many names depending on what you're considering in the sacrament or depending on what aspect is being highlighted. As we read in the Catechism, it can be called the sacrament of conversion. It presupposes and involves a movement away from sin, from that which is unloving, to God and divine love. The Catechism states that conversion is, quote, the movement of a contrite heart drawn and moved by grace to respond to the merciful love of God who loved us